today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's when it really sort of sunk in, when, you know, they have like the HBO title card that comes up. Na 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 na. And I'm like, wow, I'm on that station and not 505, not like HBO 2 West.
No,
I was on 501.
Prime
East
time
Coast.
Sunday night.
HD.
That's right. Oh, did you explain that to your son? Mom had as much vodka as I did.
Did you?
Right.
Did you look at your son and say, snitches get stitches?
That's right.
I should have, but I was too focused on the product, you know?
Oh, Sarah, you look great. Congratulations. You look great.
Thank you. It was really good. Rob, you were fabulous. Mike, I agree with you. It brought me, I had PTSD of my morning radio show days where the women are just back there to laugh.
Yep. Right.
I know.
You it enhanced was, his yeah. line.
It was. I was just the sidekick chick. It was really.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We have a tremendous amount to talk about today because one of our own is a television star. Rob Spiewak's debut last night. Very little of it, at least from the way you described it and what I saw. Ended up on the cutting room floor, and we'll get to all of it because you must be floating on air right now, because it's great to be on national television. Nothing more exciting and, you know, something I've never had the pleasure of, having that many speaking lines in a TV show and a credit at the end. All the stuff
it was amazing.
That gives you
so,
a Woody.
So cool. Yeah, it was very, very cool.
Oh,
it was
the home box office.
I think that as soon as our scene was over, and you're right, the scene stayed in almost exactly as it was written when we shot it.
Yeah, everything you talked about, they did. You know, I mean, it was great. I mean, everything that... from the other comedian to Sarah, but you,
who, by the way, should be pissed at you right now.
Why? Yeah, he kind of dominated,
stole her thunder.
Wasn't that her gig?
It was her gig. He pipped Sarah Fraser.
He did. Have you had contact with her?
Did you apologize?
Yeah, no. We hugged this morning. I don't know if she put a sticker on my back that says "kick me." Did she? But no.
Wait, she's in the building?
Yeah, she's already here.
Oh, my God. Can someone please go get her?
Because we'd
love
Sarah,
to get her take. We'd
I
love
say
to get
Sarah
her take.
Fleischer all the time. And it's Sarah Fraser.
Sarah Fraser.
But it was S-A-R-A or S-A-R-A-H?
F-A-R-S-E-R. An H on
I
Sarah.
I meant the first name.
Sarah with the H.
Sarah with an H.
He is,
Sarah with an H.
So today, and by the way, Rob's love on social media is, you know, are you jealous of the show? I said to an extent, but I'm more jealous of the love that he gets on social media.
I look at it through a different lens, Mike. I think that love is indicative of the man he is. Like, this is a big, he needs a win in his life. This is the biggest
he needs
win he's
a win
ever
in
had.
His life. He this needs is great. A win in
this
his
was,
life.
This was well-timed.
This is well-timed.
No, these are for the people that accuse me of nonstop jealousy.
I don't look at it through both of your successes.
I'm not jealous of the show as much as I'm jealous of the love
on
social media.
Aren't you happy for the show that he's getting such wonderful praise?
Yes. Yeah.
That's a big win.
I look down the road as, you know, let me just say, if you sent the love to Rob Spiewak after watching that show, I think an extra fruitcake is in order this season.
I agree.
I would also say that
that's the best way to say thank you.
I said this to Rob before the show aired. I said, Shannon and I are pumped to watch tonight. Congrats. Enjoy this moment. And then after we had watched it, I wrote him another text. I said, you're on effing HBO and you killed it. That is surreal.
That was really, that's when it really sort of sunk in, when, you know, they have like the HBO title card that comes up. Na 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 na. And I'm like, wow, I'm on that station and not 505, not like HBO 2 West.
No,
I was on 501.
Prime time Sunday night.
HD.
That's right. It was
later in the show, we will get to the. The one thing I said to Rob when I texted him, I said, wait, let me see what it said before. Because I texted you after.
Yes.
I didn't want to bug you because I know you had family and friends.
And we
around.
Had about, Julie even brought over a couple friends. That's it was cool. Really,
was
really neat.
Was she beaming?
Yeah, she was. She really was.
So,
she was
so I wrote him, I said, awesome job. This is 10:15. Awesome job. This is right after his scene. I couldn't wait. Awesome job. You're a natural, and it looks like they used an S-load of your stuff. Well done. He said, yeah, I'm out of my mind. I said, tomorrow we have to talk about your lead-in. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because, you know, if it had been
what is
last
it?
Week.
Losing Neverland, finding the Michael Neverland. Jackson lead-in. Oh, my God.
Last week, the lead-in would have been nice, True Detective.
It was a nice palate cleanser.
It was. Well, you know, a little something for everybody. A little something for
laugh. Now, where is Sarah? Is she
she's on
around?
The second floor. She's coming up to the fourth floor.
Yeah.
Oh, now let me. She's, you know, got a bone to pick with you, Rob. You stole the scene.
And let me add this, that if I may, Rob,
yeah.
I think you should wear a driver's cap every day. Like, you look great in it. I really think you did. And Shannon said the same thing. I said, that's a good look for that man.
Stupid
that is a
hat.
Great
the hat. The hat, which was a punchline at one point. When she said, I hate your hat.
Sarah looks Fraser's like an old here. Yeah. All right. Sarah. As
hey,
we drag
phrase.
Her from show prep for her show today, we say, come
hey,
on
phrase.
In. Hey,
phrase. Oh, my God.
We won't keep you long. We just had to compliment you. A round of applause
yeah.
for you on the show. But that's not really why we brought you in here, Sarah.
Okay, why?
We brought you. I mean, I'd kill him. I mean, he stole your. I mean, your, that was your
that was your gig. Your
that
gig.
Was your gig. You know. And by the way, even the shot. You know, it's more you on the side.
It's like
his giant light sucking.
We're like, what about
mouth.
Sarah? What about Sarah?
To be fair, the viewer likes eye candy. And the,
you want to try
I'm
that
sure.
again?
The viewer I mean, likes icon.
Sarah, you look great. Congratulations. You look great.
Thank you. It was really good. Rob, you were fabulous. Mike, I agree with you. It brought me, I had PTSD of my morning radio show days where the women are just back there to laugh.
Yep. Right.
I know.
You it enhanced was, his yeah. line.
It was. I was just the sidekick chick. It was really. Right. And he
Can I say one thing? Can yeah. I say another thing about the episode?
Yes.
Eve Plum?
Yes.
What a bitch.
Oh, come on.
Man, I hated that character.
She was so great.
She played it so right,
That's
though.
Almost seriously. And I mean, just to talk about the episode.
Yeah.
The episode is Pete Holmes on a Christian comedy tour, and Eve Plum is managing the Christian comedy tour. And I mean, that's almost Emmy worthy. She
it's
was
a
so
bodily function.
She was so despicable
yep.
about that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it really, that just, it just killed me. But really, you know, really well done. And yep. congratulations to both of you. It was everything. I mean, your whole scene was there, Sarah, right? I mean, it
really,
was very, very cool.
I honestly actually thought we got more airtime than anticipated.
I did too.
Yeah.
They used the whole damn thing. And what Sarah and I did talk about before we did this today is that they edited it in such a way that it felt like a really jive mid-market morning show.
It really did.
I mean, they
really
did. They obviously understand the way it should look and sound.
The cartoon size Mountain Dew, as far as a prop is concerned.
Oh, it's great.
You're like, this is real. So whoever set this up knows morning radio.
Yeah, they really
they
do.
Know morning radio.
Well, I do have to say, my boyfriend watched. We watched, and he was like, wow. He's like, Rob is really suited for that role. Like,
well, no, I mean, the brilliance of it is that Rob did a morning radio show, that's what it would be.
Yes.
100%. And I will say this.
He even shook his head like he does when he's doing radio. Your old buddy Rob. That's how he does. He's not himself when he does a radio show.
And you guys do know this. I know we talked about this when I was on, but Rob kept potting up the board as though it was a real radio show.
Yeah.
And they would have to come in and they would be like, Rob, look, man, we don't need you to, we're not live. We don't need you to pot up. And Rob would be, he'd be like, I know. But, you know, it's for really purpose sake. Like, you know, if you're looking at the board, it would be potted up right now. They were like, dude, it's a show. Like,
yeah.
He was so geeked out.
I was
so
geeked out.
Awesome.
You had a board in front of you.
Yeah,
the
mics were practical mics, but they weren't running through the board. It was like about an 8-slider board, and I kept messing with the
faders.
So
it's kind of like Brian Wilson back in those days of the Beach Boys when they carried him up on stage and unplugged his piano.
Exactly.
Is that really what it was?
Exactly what it was. You know, but it was really, and I bet in a small way, you'd probably be the same way. You'd want to have your hands on the faders because that's what it would be if you were really doing it. But I wasn't doing anything except pissing off the director.
You know, the thing about it, Sarah, is that this is just for me to you. My advice to you.
Yes.
I think that I know you were paid and I know Rob was paid. But if I was Rob Spiewak, I think he should send you a couple of extra shekels.
Finder's fee.
He did send me a beautiful bouquet of flowers over this weekend.
Oh,
did you really, Rob?
I did. That is sweet.
That's wonderful.
He's like, it's going to be mostly me. I got to soften this blow.
I
right
know
now.
He really did. I know, and it was softer.
Rob, did any of you think that during that? That
yeah, actually going
the
into
lady,
it.
Here's the lady that literally walked up to you as you're having one of your regular days sitting on your hands, and she walks in. I mean, you're sitting there. You're sitting there in front of your computer, looking at microphones. Sarah, the go-getter, the networker, the one that's on TV,
right.
The person who's made the contacts comes to you. Rob, can you help me run my lines? And suddenly, they like you, and there you are, Lester. And by the way, that's your new nickname.
Lester.
I did actually.
He's like Frasier, but Lester. Yourself.
Right.
He's such a Lester, though.
I am a Lester times two. When I sent her the flowers, I thanked her for making it all possible. I mean, I don't.
That's very sweet.
I can totally cop to that. I'm sorry.
This is really awkward.
Wow.
But so I did thank her for that. But I will say this. I thought Sarah was going to get much more time than me because on some of the stuff we improvised with, she told a lot of stories and stuff that were really great for the plot advancement. And so, and she was riffing really great with Jessica and Pete. So I thought I was going to be sidelined. So this was a shock to me, actually.
But this will not surprise you, Mike. You know, I have a dirty mouth and very, right. And I go potty. You know, like I, well, right. I mean, not that I like literally go potty, but I just like
that
go.
Part was cut out.
You go potty mouth. You go potty mouth.
So they were dying laughing because we were riffing about like basically Jessica Kirsten came in the studio and then was asking us if we'd ever had like same sex relationships. So I like used real life and she was like dying. Pete was dying.
Yeah.
But Rob did say at the end, they're never going to use that because you, of course, on morning radio, you would have hit the dump button. They never would really air
but we
that.
We wrote in a dump button sequence, too. I mean, they said, well, what if you had to dump it? What would you do? I said, well, I'd probably just go like this. They said, well, do that. So, I mean, we had it done, so it could have been used. I really thought that your dalliance was going to be a part of the plot.
You probably emailed Judd Apatow 8 times between when we saw that. You work your way in. He's a total kiss ass like that. Like, he's always like, oh, I followed up with Pete and Jessica and Judd. And then he's like,
he's
always
a kiss ass when it's going to benefit him directly.
I did send Judd. You should see the flowers I sent Judd.
I can imagine.
No, I sent no flowers to Judd.
But I mean, it was really. Oh, and by the way, you know, I just can't get it out of my mind now that you're making me think about it when you're talking about the dump button. How many layers at the peak of the Don and Mike show did we have? To cover
redundancy
our ass.
For dump.
Of redundancy for editing out bad content.
I believe there was
a dump button in the studio.
There was 4 8-second dumps.
There were four 8-second dump button dumps.
Because there was
four, Sarah.
We had four.
You had two punches in the air studio.
Right.
So that was 8 and 8. Then there was one in the producer's room, and then there was Travis
one
upstairs.
The program director's office.
Oh yeah, so there was a fifth. There's, I forgot about the one in the PD, right?
We had five layers, jeez. And we still got in trouble a couple of times.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way that goes. So, I mean, really, that just was wonderful. It was a very cool. Was that the finale? Was that the
finale? Episode. There's one more episode.
There's one more episode. So I take it he's going off the Christian comedy tour.
Yeah, he got booed.
Well, he was fired. He was fired.
Yeah, well,
see, that. If there's one thing to the producers of that show. And I know his character is a non-confrontational guy, but I so wanted just a little. I wanted some satisfaction with Eve Plum at the end of that. She fires him, and he said, "You said pissy," and then he hugs the other guy.
Yeah,
you know. So, that's what I want. I want to see what's going
to
happen.
If you want confrontation, the episode prior to Rob's.
When he has the fight with the girlfriend.
That is the best drunk.
Yeah. The girlfriend
fight.
Yeah, and I hope they bring her back. But I'm not sure. That seemed like to be. She acted so well.
That was not
necessarily acting as much as an actress is going, oh God, my meal ticket's over this year. And that's the vibe.
She played crazy so good this whole season.
Yeah. She had the whole season to herself, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's built around that story.
Sarah, one last thing now that we've covered Rob's episode. You know, I just want to tell you one thing regarding all your contacts and HBO and okay. anything that might be a future opportunity. Okay. I live very close to an airport, and I am very, very willing to travel at any particular time for this type
of
opportunity.
You didn't come to our Christmas party.
Yeah. I wouldn't come to the Christmas
party. Well, it was a non-union Christmas party.
I would come to New York to shoot an episode of Crashing, or any other opportunity that might present itself.
Mike,
because,
you
yes.
are top of mind, and I'm going to Thank see you. The next offer I've had is a Discovery ID true crime show. Mm. So I'm going to
that.
Try.
Oh, look at that!
There
look
you
that.
Go.
Nice. To work
there
you in.
Yes.
Just let me know whether I have to continue coloring the beard, which, by the way, didn't work, and we'll talk about that later. Anyway, Sarah, anything you need to promote, go ahead. This is your moment. We appreciate you taking the time to come in before your show.
Mike, I'm always so grateful that you give me the opportunity to be on because so many of your listeners check out the Hey Frasier podcast. Oscar is awesome enough to let us do it here at Podcast Village. So definitely check out Hey Frasier. It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes. We record new episodes every Monday, every Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. And we've taken a cue from you. So now we're live on YouTube. You can catch us there too.
Very cool.
Thank you, Frasier.
Cool.
Thank you very
Thank
much,
you guys.
Sarah.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you. You are Thank awesome.
You're awesome too. Thank you, Sarah.
Oh, everybody was awesome. Mike, and by the way, yes.
And you can be honest. And this is what's great about this show. It's like, whether right. it's great or it's bad, you'll hear it here.
Right.
Is no part. Shannon actually, she goes, isn't it? She goes, I'm so happy for Rob. I'm happy that we shot it with all these cameras here. And like, I felt like they were doing it the same way. It was great.
Right.
And I was like, me too. I was like, and she goes, this is going to be great for the show overall. And I said,
yeah.
I was like, this is really, really, for Rob, like before 50, he was on HBO. Most people will never be able to say that, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is fantastic. And I don't know if you had the same reaction that I did. I was like just beaming with pride for him that he had so much screen time.
Yes and no. Primarily when I was watching him, I was just reflecting on what he put me through last week. Let's start the show. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
A lot of these company names and product names are influenced by marketing and advertising people. This next thing is about advertising. This is called advertising lullaby. Keeping in mind, of course, that the whole purpose of advertising is to lull you to sleep. Quality, value, style, service, selection, convenience, economy, savings, performance, experience, hospitality, low rates, friendly service, name brands, easy terms, affordable prices, money-back guarantee, free installation. Free admission, free appraisal, free alterations, free delivery, free estimates, free home trial, and free parking. No cash, no problem, no kidding. No fuss, no muss, no risk, no obligation, no red tape, no down payment, no entry fee, no hidden charges, no purchase necessary, no one will call on you, no payments or interest till September. But limited time only, though, so act now, order today, send no money, offer good while supplies last, two to a customer, each item sold separately, batteries not included, mileage may vary, all sales are final, allow 6 weeks for delivery, some items not available, some assembly required, some restrictions may apply. So come on in. Come on in. Come on in.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, prepare to be entertained. For our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We're spreading the word every day about TMOS from Annapolis, Maryland to Gridley, California.
Oh, Gridley, yeah.
God, I write it like a toddler. I write big letters. Still can't f***ing read
hey,
it.
Hey, with the language.
From Surfside Beach, South Carolina to Long Island, New York, from Fairbanks, Alaska to Tokyo, Japan, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Noom. Sticking to a weight loss plan can be hard, especially when the mental obstacles that hold you back allow you, they don't allow you to make the progress you need. Let me tell you about Noom and how it can help you live a healthier lifestyle. With Noom, you'll lose the guilt and learn how to develop a new relationship with food. That's what's great about Noom. With Noom, you don't diet. You learn better habits for a new, better you. Noom puts weight loss in the palm of your hand, literally. The Noom app is on your phone whenever and wherever you need it. Noom gives you a live goal specialist, a behavior change professional, nutrition expert, and fitness trainer all in one. My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It absolutely takes the agony out of food tracking, and food tracking, key to the kingdom.
It is.
When you have a good food tracker, it rocks. I love it. Noom is designed for results. Lose your old habits by signing up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. Again, that's Noom.com/TMOS. Start losing weight for good. Yes, Oscar Santana, what were you going to say?
With Noom, you talk about the food tracking. Just want to quickly order. So I'm finally getting in these reps, right? Where it's like, oh. And I got to tell you, I know forever people have always said, if you write down what you eat, you'll know. For the first time, and I've been able to cheat and get away with not doing that for a long time. But now, as my metabolism slows.
It works for me. It works for me when I do it.
It works.
Yeah.
It does.
Because you just know. You know, and that's the discipline where you write it down and you say, oh, can I have that? Can I have that extra piece of bread at 8 o'clock at night?
Yes,
and he's like, yes, if you want to go over your allotted calories for the day. It works. Food tracking rocks.
Well, my diet works in a different way because I just eat until I run out of paper.
You look good on television. I wanted to add that.
You look great
on television.
There was the stand up to the sit down was a little, there was that moment.
I saw
it.
I paused
it.
I saw
the stomach.
There's a curl. Yeah.
There's a curl there that was really,
But from a seated position, it was nice.
Seated on television.
We try to say to Chris Freitz every week on Political Persuasions, please sit down. Rob and I just scream at him all the time. Please sit. He likes to stand.
Because he likes to stand. And on his camera, he looks like Godzilla because he's shot up. And you just see ceiling in him.
And speaking of eating, if we can get this out of the way, and then we'll get back to HBO, because it's not just Crashing that Rob was on last night, but the lead into Crashing, which we have to talk about, the Michael Jackson special, which was, and it'll be on again tonight.
Part two.
Carl and I yesterday had one of those days at the box store at Costco. We had one of those days. Carla is the will of this household, okay? It's Carla's will that allows me to stay within my boundaries when it comes to eating. And one of the other reasons is because I do this show, hang out with my kid, and then if I'm out on a golf course, that can be 4.5-5 hours where I don't give a rat's ass about food. And that's what saves my life. Other than that, I would be completely out of control. It would be my 600-pound DJ. I would be in bad shape. So yesterday,
new reality show.
When my 600-pound DJ,
we couldn't fit the microphone in his bedroom.
We couldn't even. He had to be taken out to a live appearance by the fire department. We go to Costco yesterday.
We had to say no to food sponsors.
And we'd had a late night on Saturday. We had a great weekend, by the way. We had a late night on Saturday. And because we went to dinner, and it's this place that has these really good happy hour specials, and I was drinking vodka, and then we went to a second location, and I drank more vodka.
Ooh.
So I had a significant amount to drink, more than and for me, that's like 6 drinks.
Okay.
That's a ton of booze for me nowadays. That really, really is. And so I wake up, and what happens when you drink at night? It's the inhibitions.
Yep.
And so I wake up in the morning, and I said, all right, I let Carla sleep in, and I was playing with Michael, and then Carla gets up, and I said, I'm going to go to the golf store, and then later we'll go to Costco. So I spent $3 million.
Was that the tone you took?
I'm going to go to the golf store and went to the golf cart. Now, by the way, the inhibitions were down with the golf, too. I walked into the golf store and I said, oh, okay, I don't really need, I want that club. And you know what? If I'm going to get that club, I want a matching club to go with it. I'm going to get
boy.
And it had like an orange sticker where it was marked down like half.
Yeah.
It still was like an amazing rip-off. And I walk up and I'm trying to be Mr. Hustler, you know, and I said, since I'm buying two, can you give me a little more off the discount? Well, this is what we pay for him, you know, and I know he's lying. And I'm like, okay. And I buy two of them. She'll never even know what I paid for him because I'll be in divorce court if she knows what I paid for two golf clubs. And then I got home and I said, can I go test drive them at the driving range and do that? Thank you. And then I said, when I come back, we'll go to Costco. And so I get up and I'm test driving the new clubs and the excitement wears off and all of a sudden my physical body just goes
crash.
And I'm sitting up there going, I'm up in the middle, you know, I'm going, I can't lift my head. Last week flu, have a problem. So it's back home right away.
It's one of those mornings where you actually feel worse as the day goes on.
Yeah, precisely. And I get back home like well before 11:30 in the morning and I say to Carla, I want to go to Costco because if we don't go right now,
You're not going to make it.
So we are both, and she's depleted even though I let her sleep in, and Michael is depleted just because he's around us. I think we're sucking the energy out of a five-year-old, and he's like, I don't want to go to Costco. And I'm like, we're going to, and usually I'll handle him. You know, say, if we go to Costco, it'll be nice, Michael. They have food. So no, I go, you're getting in the car and you're going. So there's no parenting required. It's like, get in the car. We're going now.
That is
now.
Parenting.
You know? That's parenting. I mean, that's the way that there used to be in my parents'
the
day.
The dad in the Christmas story. Everybody, get dressed.
There was no explanation when I was young.
In my day, get in that car or I'm taking off a finger.
Yeah.
So he gets in the car. We go off to Costco and we walk in the doors of Costco and... they inundate you with all this crap at the beginning and the TVs and the electronics, and then you make it into the bowels. And by the way, it is the March of the Living Dead in Costco. There are 30 million senior citizens just going around going, free samples. Where are the free samples? Where are the free? And I am so low energy and uninhibited. I'm knocking them out of the way. I'm walking by and just going, oh, excuse me. Like this one lady does a beeline for the food cart as I'm coming out of an aisle where I've already sampled.
Yes.
It was a granola cup with some goo in it. It was delicious. It was very nice. And I see her doing a beeline and I'm moving out to the right.
Were they sampling granola or the yogurt that was with the granola or both?
I have no idea. It's all the same. It's all the same crap. And she's doing a beeline and I literally shoved my cart in front of her. Like I could have taken her knees
off.
I boxed her out and I'm walking by her. So I'm taking my right hand turn to go down the aisle and I'm looking at her like this. Yeah, you want to do something about it? We're at Costco and so we're looking for, we get to the back row where they have all the prepared foods and the beef.
Yep.
And the beef, by the way, the beef
that's
in
where the
Costco,
beef is.
If you've ever been to the beef in Costco, the beef segment in Costco is where everybody sits there for 10 minutes and goes, duh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the back, duh. In the way back.
Meat. I'm gonna stare at the meat. Duh. And that's why, I mean, it's like Jimmy's on a happy hour Friday. They're three deep at the meat counter, you know? And the only difference is there's not a bartender on the other side, and they're all going, meat, meat. And then right to the left of the meat are the prepared foods.
Mm.
And when I hear this, Carla says, look what they have. And I'd never seen this before. And they said, I said, what is it? She said, look at this shepherd's pie. And I go, shepherd's pie? Shepherd's pie. Look at that layer of mashed potatoes sitting on top. And I know there's just a layer of seasoned hamburger with some vegetables that are just included for show. Oh, my God. Oh. Put it in the cart! Put the shepherd's pie in the cart!
Is shepherd's pie like...
It's from God.
What is it exactly?
Shepherd's pie, the one we had from Costco, okay? Yes. It starts with a pie shell,
right?
It has a mixture of hamburger, ground beef, and peas and carrots.
That sounds great.
With some onions and like a brown gravy.
Right.
And then the entire goo.
Ooh.
So it's got, you got pie shell, meat with veggies, but beautifully done with a little brown sauce.
Big
then a big thick layer on top of mashed potatoes.
Mm. And you put it in the oven. I've never had that before.
And you brown it and cut it, put it on a plate, you can eat. It is
that you can
fantastic.
Eat.
Is it in the shape of a pie or or a Lido pizza?
It's a round pie, and Carla mentioned this. I don't believe I've ever seen it. Carla said, could it be seasonal? Could this be a St. Patrick's Day product?
I would think it would be.
Have you seen it? You're the Costco expert. Have they had it there before?
I've seen it, but I was at Costco yesterday too, and I don't think I saw it yesterday. So it might be seasonal too.
You were at Costco yesterday too?
Yeah.
Don't you guys Costco. Ever want to shop online on Walmart ever for the love of God?
No, just for us. Are you going to give me crap? I go once every three months.
Walmart doesn't sell champagne though.
You really went yesterday?
Yeah,
I
had to buy champagne and Corona for the party last night.
For the show. Yeah, for your party. It is a party store. It's a anyway. They put this shepherd's pie. We got it home. And I think at this point...
Did you both have to use your hands to carry it? Because it probably weighs about 15 pounds.
It was so heavy. And so we're getting in the car. I said, when do you want to have dinner? She said, I'm thinking about throwing that in the oven when we get home. I'm like, yes.
Nice.
Yes. Sunday meal. When we come back, I will tell you, once we purchased the shepherd's pie... It was kind of a domino effect.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
And we ended up purchasing some other. I'll tell you, Costco, you're throwing the high-calorie food at me right and left, and I will tell you, who are you signaling there?
One of our interns. He just walked by. He was about to walk in, and I said, hold on a sec, yes.
Who is it? Which is the one?
It's Ethan. Ethan's a nice guy.
Ethan Sands.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Oh, Ethan. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Ethan.
He saw there was a break, and I just said you hadn't finished yet, so talking.
All right. Well, yeah. Ethan, you know, be careful. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, baby.
Hey, it's Mike O'Meara introducing a new feature on the Mike O'Meara Show. It's Talk to Us Tuesday. We will take your phone calls at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Tuesday, your day to call Rob, Mike, Oscar, and participate in your favorite TMOS episode. Talk to Us Tuesday. Give us a call starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Time at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Talk to Us Tuesday right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Hims. Here's a fact, 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. And by the time you noticed, it's too late.
Yes.
The solution, 4hims.com. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Plus, no waiting rooms, no awkward doctor visits. Just answer a few questions, the doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. It's that easy. I hate doctor's offices. Yep. Oh, my God, especially over the last 2 weeks. God, help me, please. I love 4hims. I really do. Remember, it's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost. So act now. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Don't wait. 4hims.com/TMOS. And we thank you. So the shepherd's pie was the beginning. The fact that Carla agreed.
What time did it go in the oven? Put us in a 2 o'clock thing?
Yeah.
Can you just heat up in the microwave?
It's 45 minutes. It initially has to be baked.
Yeah.
I know we were eating probably around the 3 o'clock hour.
Okay. All right.
That's like a dinner, lunch.
It's like Sunday dinner.
Lunch.
Lunar.
So it goes into the cart, and then let me see if I can go through this.
I like Lunar better.
Lunar, thank you.
So, and by the way, one of the fine sponsors of the Mike O'Meara Show loaded up on the liquid IV that they're selling in Costco.
Excellent.
Killing it, right?
Very, very nice. So we did this, and then Carla is kind of looking at me. She knows that she has implicitly given me permission to be bad and that I could totally, and by the way, I could totally go out of control. I could eat. And
any time,
the cart. I could put tens of thousands of calories in that golf cart. Yeah. I could do it, not golf cart, the shopping cart.
Shopping cart.
my brain. My brain, it's Monday. And so the one thing I said, there were the kettle chips with Himalayan sea salt.
Oh, the big salt.
Yeah.
The pink Himalayan or whatever. Yeah, and I'm just, oh, look at that. And by the way, they're almost all gone. The old people are like, Himalayan, Himalayan. That's like when Lewis Black said, you know, that's right. It stimulates your brain because it's got something from a jellyfish. It means nothing, but you see Himalayan sea salt, right?
Yeah, it's
right. I'm completely sucked in. And then this is when it's the real bad move. Carla finds these little coconut thins. And she says, those look good. At this point, I'm going, she goes, these look really good. Put them in the cart. This looks interesting. Put it in the cart.
Put it in the cart.
This is it. Put it in the cart. And then when she's not looking, I see the little candy pack of Kit Kat, Butterfinger. I meant Kit Kat, Reese's peanut butter cups, and Hershey bars. And then Michael comes running in and says, Dad, are you sneaking that? I said, do not tell your mother. Do not tell your mother.
But I didn't know that dynamic existed yet.
Yeah, oh, he'll rat me out. He'll Dad, you shouldn't sneak. I said, I'm not sneaking. I'm purchasing. And so he puts
I run this household.
But that is so adorable.
But mom's got her inhibitions low, too, because she had as much vodka as I did. She doesn't give a rat's ass. It's fine.
Did you get on one knee?
Did you explain that to your son? Mom had as much vodka as I did.
Did you? Right. Did you look at your son and say, snitches get stitches?
That's right.
I should have, but I was too focused on the product, you know? By the way, and I forgot, what is the company that makes the Hershey? It's Hershey. It's the Hershey company that owns Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Kit Kat.
Yeah.
By the way, Hershey, I'm sorry, dominant, the chocolate candy that dominates, and I got him home. It was like a smile. It was seriously like a smuggling job. I said, okay, she's not going to look. She's not going to look. It's purchased. And then she saw it out of the corner of her eye and she just shook her head. I'm like, oh, she's not like telling them to take it back.
Take it back.
You
got it rung up before she noticed it?
Oh, I've had days where if Carla was in the right mood, after it was rung up, she'd say, no, take that back and take it off the bill.
Delete it.
Oh,
yes, delete it. But no, she didn't. So let me see. There were the coconut crisp cookie things. There were the candy bars, the shepherd's pie, the Himalayan sea salt potato chips.
Yes.
Then the atomizer 12-pack of Lucky Charms. Where Michael's like, I like Lucky Charms. Put it in the cart.
Put it in the cart, son.
But Mike, there's 16 boxes in this pallet. I said, put it in the cart.
Because in the back of your mind, you're knowing that's the price of his silence.
Yeah. Well, you have to start talking stupidly because we're in that consumer day.
Yeah.
When we're in that. So it's just like, so I think maybe in the middle of the story, I might have said something like, he's not going to eat them. Duh.
Or you do a Charlie. Yeah. You do a Charlie.
Put it in the cart. Lucky Charms. Put him in the cart. Put him in the cart.
Now, when you were doing this, this is obviously a significant Costco run. Did you walk the aisles or did you go purposely to what you wanted? Or was it more of a browsing?
Aisles. We walked the aisles kind of willy-nilly. Mm. And then when the cart got really heavy, and because we put some staples in there.
Sure.
Regular, I don't know. But I just remember the fun stuff. You know, I remember the. And then at the end of the day, we get the shepherd's pie home. And as we're waiting for the shepherd's pie to hook up, we're eating the coconut cookies. And then
staring at the oven, eating coconut cookies.
I'm drinking like 9 liquid IVs, just going, yeah. And then by the time it comes out, two firsts and seconds of the shepherd's pie. And I got the golf tournament on. And so I said, that was really good. I said, yeah, that was really, really good. My body.
It just hit you.
My body just goes. My body goes. It is the most disgusting feeling I think I've ever had in my. I said, bring me a feather. Take me to the vomitorium.
Oh, God.
Because I was completely overwhelmed.
Oh, no.
And fortunately, it was the second visit to Toity Town of the day for me that saved my life. And then I didn't have anything. Oh, yeah, I did have something because at the end of the night, I'm completely full, by the way. And congratulations to Mark O'Mara for winning the golf tournament.
Hey!
And then Carla turns in and goes to bed. And then, are we up? God, what is the deal with the bread? I have to share with you, then the focus became Rob Spiewak for me.
Yes.
And I said, okay, let me just see what's on HBO right now. And I turn on my ex-shittity.
Oh.
The cable, the worst cable in the history of cable. Mm-hmm. And I turn it on and it's just like, we seem to be having trouble. Please contact your. I'm like, no,
oh, no, no, not tonight.
No, this is the night I got to do it. And I said, and I, well, I'll tell you about the debacle of the worst cable company in the history of cable companies. But I got it. But we'll come back.
Hey,
and
does Shepherd's Pie count as low residue?
I'm off low after the.
I know, but I was just curious. I was just curious if you could.
Yeah,
have
I would
it.
Say it would. I
yeah,
would
I would
say
think
it would.
So. Yeah,
overcooked vegetables, yeah. Mashed potatoes, and ground beef. Everything's pre-digested
and
you know?
Dough. Lots
because
of
Americans
dough.
Really, it, well, yeah, because Americans really eat like a baby eagle.
That's right.
Yeah, where the food is regurgitated into our mouth.
We'll take which a break. Is why it's the symbol of our nation, Mike.
We'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Have you ever thought to yourself? I like my workplace, but it just isn't hostile enough. Well, boy, do we have the opportunity for you. The Mike O'Meara Show is looking for interns, and you could be what we're looking for. Afraid you might not pass a drug test? Don't worry, we hired Adrian. Do you think you don't have the personality or drive to be in radio? Well, Mac is still working here. And if you're worried about a criminal record, Dan O'Brien's shirts are so tight, they ought to be illegal. Any and all crayon-written resumes can be sent to rob@mikeomearashow.com. The Mike O'Meara Show Intern Program. It exists... because college credits cost us nothing.
Hey, reminder, talk to us Tuesday, tomorrow on the Mike O'Meara yes. Show. We really love to hear from all of you. So get on the line to get on the air tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. Please call us for Talk to Us Tuesday. We're moving the Wide Open Wednesday show to Tuesday. So right. That's going
to
be
just
the regular
clarify,
caller thing.
Was it Talk yes. to You Tuesday or Talk to Us Tuesday?
Talk to Us Tuesday.
Okay. Talk to Us Tuesday.
Because we want them to talk yes. to us. I don't
T-T-U-T.
Want to talk to them.
I thought it was T-T-Y-T.
I want them to talk to me.
Talk to him. TTUT. Talk to us Tuesday.
Talk to both of us. Talk to us. Call Rob tomorrow and tell him what you thought of his HBO performance, which is getting rave reviews. We'd love to hear about that.
And driver's cap or no driver's cap?
Driver's cap or no cap, where the wears a chapeau or not. We have to find out. So it's Talk to Us Tuesday tomorrow, 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. Call us, please. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Headspace. Got to be honest, most of our problems start in our minds. They do.
Yeah.
The answer in your own head is there for you, and Headspace is your guide to health and happiness. Here's a fact. Just 10 days of Headspace has been proven to reduce stress and increase happiness. Headspace is guided meditations that you listen to. I think if you're like me, you've heard about meditation. It works.
It does.
It's very, very effective. And sometimes we meditate and we don't even know we're meditating, but it works. Whenever you want, wherever you want, Headspace can help you meditate. Right on your phone, tablet, or computer, Headspace teaches you the life-changing skills of meditation and mindfulness in just a few minutes a day. Hundreds of meditation sessions focused on everything from stress to sleep. There are SOS exercises for meltdown moments and even mini meditations for busy days. You'll be guided every step of the way by Headspace co-founder Andy Puddicombe. And he spent 10 years training as a monk. How cool is that?
I love that.
Start your journey towards a healthier, happier life by subscribing to Headspace. Sign up now at headspace.com/TMOS to get a free one-month trial. Sign up online at headspace.com/TMOS for a free one-month trial. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Okay, so after the food orgy yesterday, which was just almost damn near killed us, it was time to focus on Rob. And I go to HBO and I check in and I don't have HBO and something's wrong with my cable. And this is like in the evening. I started to dial it in at about, I want to say 7:45-ish.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure all
this out.
And you've
had HBO in the past because I know you watch True Detective.
Yeah, I had the
you
free
watch
sample.
All that stuff.
I guess it ran out. Who knows?
Oh.
I'm not messing around. At this point, I'm not playing any games. I'm gonna upgrade to whatever I have to upgrade and make it as simple as possible. And I go to the website and I'm going to say, how do I do this? Okay, there's the premium. And then click here for offers. And this is where Xfinity sucks ass so totally. Click here for offers, and then you click there, and they give you a phone number. Mm. Okay.
You're
taking the whole point of having an online presence, and you're effing me because now you're saying there's a phone number. So I call the phone number, and they inform me that their office is closed.
They close
at 6 o'clock. Hey, DirecTV, 24/7.
Yep.
Let's do Xfinity, which, 6 o'clock, no problem at all. Let's take a powder. Let's take.
Anchor's
so
hours.
At this point, yes, hold on just a second. Frankie, shut up!
He's mad because anyway. They don't have Animal Planet anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So, it's part of the free sample.
So I, it's not a mad scramble yet, but I'm sitting there going, you know, and at the worst case scenario, I'm going to reach out to you, which is the last thing I wanted to do, which is like, can I get a clip of it somehow? Can I?
Right.
How do I
get
it?
A screener.
Or, I'm starting because and this is not me just being a good guy or me, you know, supporting the team. I'm really curious to because we've talked about it with Rob and Rob took time off to go up and do this. I'm really curious to see the end result. And I've watched Crashing, which is a great television show, and I really want to see him on it. And so this is if it was just me supporting one of our coworkers,
right.
I would have said F it. I would have said, right. You know, whatever, you know, no problem. This is my real, I really want to see it and I'm doing whatever. So it ends up that I get into a chat room with a guy because they do have people
live chat.
But I have no idea. And this is the most tedious. Give me your email. Give me this information.
Oh, so it's a guy that works with Xfinity. It's not just like some guy that wants to know what you're wearing.
No, this is a guy that is just sitting there and going, and his name is like Bialalalabala or something like that. And so I'm going back and forth. Well, that's his name. It says his name.
Are
was
you
like
looking at Cinemax?
His name was Bilal, I think. Bilal, you know. And so Bilal is somewhere. I'm not obsessing on it. I'm not really concerned.
I'm in Detroit, my friend.
About where it is. You know. Well, you know, you can say.
I love Kid Rock, don't you? I have like a script. America first.
You can say you're somewhere in the United States. I'm going to say it. That's where I'm going to guess.
I would say 7 years ago, 60 Minutes did a story where Dell at that point, if I'm not mistaken, one of these big computer companies, so I won't say it's Dell, had moved all their
customer support
outsourcing,
yeah.
But they would give them Steve like American names and tell them
right.
And then give them facts about cities that they were in. Yes. So when people would ask, "Hey, where are you?" they'd say, "I'm in Silver Spring, Maryland.
I am just back from the Pistons game."
Because you know, everybody's out there going, "Where are you?" Yeah. I'm having a hard time. Where are you?
Oh, that's always one of my when I'm fooling with telemarketers. That's one of my favorite things because I'll always ask where they are and I'll say, I'm only like 10 miles away.
Oh,
I can
come
over.
Well, Rob's little television show is costing me now $126 a month.
Oh, no. 126. Oh, you got the full package. Yeah.
I got the premium. I said, put it all on there. I want it.
You need to have access to these shows we're all watching.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in the meantime, I'm popping on, Jennifer Garner and Elektra and, having a darn old
That's
time.
That's so bad. You wonder why Ben Affleck cheated.
It was so tedious. It was so just a ridiculous process to finally get it. But I get it. And I've
doesn't
got
it drive
stuff.
You crazy that you know, because when it's all said and done, they really do just have to like flip a switch or pop a number in. And then all of
That's
a sudden, mm-hmm. all your TV is right.
That's
and
all it is.
Yeah, they don't have to send a guy
But the
out.
Good thing about my cable that I've complained about, because I went bare bones, because they bundle it down here.
Yeah.
I'm
kind
of forced to get it. This was like something where they had everything. And now I have it. And hopefully I'll be. But I am right now a whisker away from pulling the plug on everything and welcoming back my old friend DirecTV.
I thought because you had already made that decision. I thought you were going to go DirecTV.
I did, but there's an issue with DirecTV over an equipment balance that they don't want to say thank you to me for and forgive me on that. And I'm pissed.
Short-sighted.
They're very short-sighted. So they've blown that opportunity.
Like a jaded ex-girlfriend.
I think, do you need me?
And I also get
me to step in?
That's $128. I'd be paying a lot more for
you're
that.
Right. You're right. A lot more on DirecTV.
If I was getting DirecTV. So I get it. It's there and it happens quickly because at the end of this process, it's about 2 minutes before 9 o'clock.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I sit there and I'm going tick, 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 tick with Bilal. I'm going back and forth with Bilal on this. And I'm like, and I said, okay. And I have made really clear throughout the process that my only issue is that I have a program that I want to watch on HBO tonight. And I'm making that. And I, so
friends on it.
The word is
immediate. The show.
I'm using immediate. I'm using right away. I said, I will do it if I get it immediately. If it can be done quickly, this transaction will be over. I will authorize. I'll authorize it quickly. If I can get it immediately, if I get all that, that's right. And he's going back. No problem. No problem. And he's going back and forth, back and forth. And we get it all. I authorize this. I authorize that. I give an email. give the name of my firstborn.
Right.
It's just like everything you do. And finally, at the end, I said, okay. He said, all right, you're authorized. I said, okay, should. And then, you know, the Mac Daddy in the room, I want to find out.
Yeah.
Do I go and check now? And he said, yes, your television program should be available in about 1 hour.
Woo!
F you, Xfinity, you lying piece of sack of crap that told me. But he was wrong. Thank you. Bilal was wrong because I went over to HBO and there it was. There
waiting
it was.
For you.
Waiting for
you.
For sure.
Waiting right. for you.
I went over and I said, oh, thank God for this because I was totally freaked out. I just was curious. I wanted to see it. I wanted to record it. You know, and then I also had the on-demand feature, so I played it for Carla this morning, who, by the way, said you looked fantastic
on
that.
Oh, thank you.
She said, Carla has this thing. This is how I know Carla approves, because Carla gets that Curious George moment with her. Mm. And she came out of the shower today, and I just played your individual segment for her. And she came out, and, you know, she stops, and she turns around, and she looks at me, and she goes, it's pretty good.
Oh,
and walks in back into the bathroom, and I'm like, oh, a rave!
Yes, yes.
A rave! So I'm sitting there in my boxer shorts, drinking tea. So it's fantastic. But leading up to it, I'm like, okay, well then, I got HBO again. Let me see if there's anything else.
Yeah.
And I see... I'm going by and I look at the guide and it says something Neverland and I went, oh my God, that's that Michael Jackson documentary. That's the documentary everybody was talking about. Now,
was it Sundance where everyone was walking out on it because it was so upsetting, or was it Cannes?
It was at Sundance where people were walking out. Not everybody. Some people were because it was so graphic and upsetting.
Mm-hmm. Is it Losing Neverland? Is that what it is?
Finding Neverland, isn't it?
No, it's not Finding Neverland. It's the regular thing.
Is it after Neverland?
No, we got to
find out. I'll take care of that. You talk about the series.
All right, so this comes on, and this is the damning Michael Jackson documentary that they've talked about for a long time, and it went national last night on HBO prior to crashing, and they're going to run part two tonight, I think at 8 or 9 o'clock. I'm not sure.
Right.
Leaving Neverland.
Leaving Neverland, and my God. Listen, he's dead, so it's irrelevant now as far as what's going to happen to him. But I'm not the kind of person that that really makes a point of overreacting to things. And when I do, I usually get my ass kicked, like with those Covington kids. Mm-hmm. I got in trouble with that. So you reserved that. These are two people, but the documentary centers around two people that... that describe in unbelievable detail how they were molested, one in particular at 7 years of age, by Michael Jackson. And it's really, really hard to watch. It's very, very difficult to watch. It is infuriating as the father of a 5-year-old son to watch this and to see this. And it is just, all it is the victims. This is not a point of view from anybody. This is the victims and their story and what they've gone through and what they've been through. And if you know, when you talk about the camera not being able to lie, and you look at the faces of these two young men, and they are young men now who were babies at the time this happened, it's stunning. And it's part two tonight, and I'll be there watching it because I remember all the controversy with all that. And we have the lust and love of celebrity in this country that trumps everything else. I think our love of celebrity is just insane. If you want to see a live television show come to a city somewhere, just watch that. Watch how people react to that. If you're, you know, Rob Spiewak on the Magic Box last night, I mean, it's one of the biggest things. Our listeners went nuts. People love celebrity. They love that. This is what happens when that love of celebrity gets in the way of living a normal life and taking care of your children. And I was
the fallout is twofold. And I'm sorry to cut you off, Mike. But
yeah,
I think you're about to address this.
I'm pausing because I'm thinking what I'm going to do. I'm wondering if I can listen to Michael Jackson music anymore.
Well, a lot of people, thank you for highlighting that. A lot of people are questioning a lot of their feelings towards, and there used to be a saying that, you know, I've said on the air, if you can separate the art from the artist. And I don't know if you can at this point. It's to each person's individual viewpoint and how they see and how credible they think, which I believe this story. I believe these witnesses, especially with the video. And I'm talking about not just how they filmed it. I'm talking about the historical video that they have from this relationship and the way that he would talk about the kids.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, the fallout falls in the laps of both victims' parents, where people now this morning, and it's easy to look back and say, how could you? Why would you? Why would you leave your son with a grown man that you just
different
met?
Different world, Oscar, right? Different, yeah, world,
different
back world, then.
Different world.
Not the same world we live. You probably wouldn't have anybody do it today. But a different world
I
back then.
I think a
then,
lot of the reason the world has changed because of the allegations of the world then.
If you guys get a chance, Rob, if you get a chance, because I know you had your party before, check it out on demand.
I watched most of it last night afterwards, yeah.
Go back and we can maybe talk about it tomorrow. Because Oscar, when you mentioned that, with that said, it was a different world back then, I still look at the parents and go, what the F?
I do too.
Because the parents are more starstruck than the kids in this situation.
There's one point where the mother is, really setting her son up to have his life literally ruined. And right. Her recollection is, to this day, her recollection is, oh my God, I'm sitting on a bed with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, yeah,
with,
exactly.
Like a wistfulness, like a happiness. And but it's like, what the is same the matter
time,
with you?
No, but at the same time, it's our culture of celebrity. It's what we
like. It was
people,
even. It was
people
even,
are such star effers. That's what they care
but
about.
Mike, think about this. And I agree with you. And again, looking back at it, it's easy to be like, why would you ever?
It's easy to judge. I don't do that. I judge. I judge Michael effing Jackson.
Yes,
yeah, you got to.
But think about this. If we think celebrity is what it is today, what it was in the early 90s and even the late 80s, mm-hmm. even to the 2000s before the advent of social media and these phones where you would see a celebrity every day online and that'd be another picture, it was a royalty of sorts. Especially Michael Jackson.
It was a royalty, I'm thinking out loud right now because I'm thinking as we're having this discussion. And there's another part of me that has read articles about this subject. I think that we need to make a significant effort to make this male need. We need to provide men with tremendous levels of education. Tremendous avenues where if they don't have a girlfriend, if they're a little, I'm tired of hearing it. People, I don't know if you watch the news. There are guys because they want to get off that are constant. It's constant. And it's the normal male condition. I'm sorry. It is the normal. Yeah, well, I didn't do that. Well, I know most people don't. You keep it in check. You keep it in check. Mm. But I think all this perversion that we have is because we are still so repressed as a society. And we still, as much as, Dennis Hoff, we made fun of him and we laughed about him with his legal brothel.
Right.
At least you were getting guys that were going out there and fulfilling a biological need they had and maybe preventing them from engaging in some sort of horrible behavior. It's just now, is that going to prevent perverts like Michael Jackson
predators.
From touching kids, predators? I don't know. I don't have any idea. But if there was a more open attitude towards sexuality mm-hmm. where we really could raise young men to understand that body and those needs that are nuts. And by the way, we all got it. We all have it. I just think that because when you put it in the shadows, when you put sex education and sexuality and the topic of sex and we make it still dirty and hidden
shameful.
And porn and shameful, you're going to get creep F's like this that are allowed to sneak away and pull this stuff. And I am so angry at Michael Jackson right now that I could spit. And because this documentary that I saw, and when you see a young man describing what happened, and by the way, it's really hard for me to think after all these years that these guys are making it up. It's real. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you felt about it, Oscar.
No,
it seems awfully credible to me watching these guys.
What's I guess fascinating is because our careers, at least for mine, the back end of my early career was on the radio, was during this Jackson scandal and then his subsequent death.
Mm-hmm.
So we would always have this in back of our minds of, and I remember talking about it on air, it was like, is this, Like, what is the repercussions?
What's that? I remember when it was
real?
Still a big question
and you,
mark,
you
right?
all were on the air when this happened as well.
Yeah.
Coming full circle where I remember these accused, these names coming out. And I also remember when Wade Robinson, he actually defended Michael Jackson during that first initial
right
trial. Mm-hmm.
Macaulay Culkin still defended it. Still claims
defends
nothing
him, right?
happened.
Yeah. And then you had Corey Feldman come out and he said he was molested years later after having a friendship with him. I can't speak for Corey, for Macaulay Culkin, but this what is the tradecraft of a sexual predator and the blueprint for becoming friends with a young man, bringing them into in the world of show business,
yep.
hiding behind this veil of celebrity, taking them to what was a pedophile castle in Neverland, where he had beds, secret beds in all of his buildings, which was creepy enough.
Right.
Where it's like, are you just napping a lot, man? Or like, are you are these beds in hidden places for a reason?
Right.
And you know why a guy gets away with crap like that? It's because there's not enough knowledge, because there's too much secrecy, because people don't like to talk about sex, because we consider sex dirty in America. We always do. And I really, really think, and by the way, for Talk to Us Tuesday, this would be a great topic. I would welcome your phone calls. Mm-hmm. I would welcome you going to watch this documentary and then call us and talk about it tomorrow, because I'm going to watch the second part of it tonight. It's so amazing.
Would you agree that this documentary probably couldn't have been made 10 years ago because we made such strides in the way of that
opening
up? Yeah, we don't look at victim shaming the way that we used to in the past.
That's true.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm. I think you're right. And look, are there still going to be people that falsely accuse people? Yes, there are. You watch this documentary, formulate your own opinion.
There's
too much
overlap with all these guys.
There's such a game. He has like a playbook.
Yeah.
And that was what was so creepy. That was,
this is, you know, this is something where, boy, if you watch Boy Erased, where the Christian organization tries to break the guys from being gay. It was ridiculous. And what they put through. All this crap happens because we're not educated about sexuality enough. It's not enough of our dialogue, how men should behave, how men should treat women, how women should behave around men, how all of this stuff, what we need to do as a society. You know, everybody, look, men have had that biological desire to not run down the mountain, but walk down the mountain and am all, like that joke says. Mm-hmm. But I think the more we open things up and have discussions about it, it's just like everything that's bad. Everything that's bad, my observation in our society, usually results from secrecy and from hiding, you know, whether it's, you know, KKK hoods to people that can put secret beds in pedophile palaces and abuse children that are 7 years old. And I think the more we talk about it, the more we open it up. And especially I learned one thing last night. I'm going to have the talk sooner than later with my son to warn him.
Yes.
And Carla's already done a great job of it, but talk to your kids, be open with them. Talk to your sons and let them know, you know, that these urges have to be controlled to a certain degree.
And that down there is a no-go zone.
And to identify these people, it's terrifying, and it's terrifying that you're right. He hid behind celebrity. Love to talk to you about it tomorrow. We ran out of time today, but man, oh man, oh man. And then, you know, I'm sitting there in a state of shock, and then it's like then Bobo's coming on TV. So
that's right.
And I said to you last night, I said, Jesus, what a hell of a lead-in that they had. But I'm sure the ratings were sky high for crashing last night.
HBO brings something for everybody.
We'll talk more about this. And, it was a hell of an evening on
HBO
with our own Rob Spiewak. Yeah. Just amazing. And then Rob's performance on Crashing, where he did steal the scene. And if you haven't seen that, also call us tomorrow and talk about Rob's performance.
Please.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Tom Rogal.
Tommy!
Hi, Tom. I like to get my news anywhere I can. That's why I love to listen to The Mike O'Mara Show. And my favorite way to consume it is on Spotify. Because Spotify is young and cool. And I'm young and cool.
No, you're not.
Just like Chuck Todd. True. So go to Spotify and search The Mike O'Mara Show. It's the best. Even better than a transistor radio. Or a hula hoop. TMOS on Spotify.
Thanks, Tom.
I'm Tom Brokaw. And I'm old.
Thank you, Tom. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Breaking news from Cornerstone First Financial. Interest rates are down a full percentage point from their peak last fall. Thanks to the economy slowing down, the Fed has taken a more dovish approach.
The dove is back!
They've taken a more dovish... The Fed has taken a more...
Would you like some dove chocolate?
Oh, man.
I didn't see that in Costco.
Maybe next time.
The Fed has taken a more dovish approach and implied that there will be at most two rate increases instead of the four they had originally predicted. Dovish means they are acting in a less than aggressive manner.
Also, a great hand soap.
Oh, really? It's a go-to fallback hand soap for me.
Elvis used it.
Rates are back around 4%, and with the spring home market right upon us, it's time to act. Whether you're buying, refinancing, or consolidating debt, Cornerstone guarantees the lowest rate. Work with the friends of TMOS and save some dough. Now licensed in California, along with Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing.
News.
News time.
Every year, there are stories about the strange questions NFL teams ask draft prospects at the combine. I was not aware of this. Maybe I have. I've done a lot of stories in my career, but I do not remember.
Head on down to the combine.
I didn't know that there were weird questions. and this one's a first. Texas cornerback Chris Boyd said one team asked him about his testicles. And it wasn't talk about preventative care.
Oh, good.
Boyd said, quote, they asked, do I have both of my testicles? And I was like, yeah, I don't know why you got to ask. He didn't say what the team was. Patriots.
Gotta be.
Anyway, teams often ask players oddball questions just to see how they react. I'm sorry, that's weird.
That is.
That ain't that normal. Is. You don't need to do it. It's like as if a player's response to a question about their junk will shed light on a hidden character detail.
That was North Turner's go-to question for a player. He was,
do you have two testicles? Do you have them?
How many?
Are you producing enough testosterone?
Yeah, you only have one, don't you? You can run the 4 or 5.
It isn't just questions. Sometimes the teams pull other stunts. Kentucky cornerback Lonnie Johnson said the Seahawks put him in a staring contest for about 15 or 16 seconds during his interview. He says he won.
So they're just messing with him, I guess.
Well, and also I think it's the Buffalo quarterback who was throwing at the combine, the receivers, he was throwing the ball too hard. Like in danger of almost breaking their hands. It's a weird, you know.
What a great culture. I love the NFL.
You remember Soap? Remember that TV show?
Oh,
Soap?
Yeah.
Remember Catherine Helbin?
Oh, the redhead, yeah.
You play the copy in the hospital.
I thought it was a movie, Soap.
No,
was
it's
it a movie
TV
after
TV show.
Oh,
TV show. She passed away February 23rd from complications due to Alzheimer's. She was 89. Catherine also voiced Lizzie in Pixar's 3 Cars movies, and she had recurring roles on Coach and Everybody Loves Raymond. She was extremely, extremely funny. This is the theme to Soap.
Trivia question, and Mike. You know, Soap would always start with a recap of what was going on.
Last week on Soap.
Do you know who the announcer was?
No.
It was his first national gig. It was Rod Roddy.
Really?
And he would say, confused? You won't be after this edition of Soap.
Were you a Soap fan?
It was, you know what? It was ahead of my time because it was very adultish at the time.
What year?
Yeah.
Late 70s.
Oh.
Billy Crystal was, it was very groundbreaking. Billy Crystal played a gay character on that.
Wait, Billy Crystal was on television at one point?
Oh, yeah.
It's so surreal.
Mm-hmm. Good luck storming the castle.
I thought he was just a movie star. Damn.
Speaking of movies, Captain Marvel is projected to debut this weekend with $150 million, which would easily be the biggest box office weekend of the year by about $100 million. But that's nothing compared to next month's Avengers Endgame. Are you excited about it already?
I am. I actually want to see Captain Marvel, but I just haven't had time to get away to watch it.
According to latest projections, Avengers Endgame is expected to make $265 million in its first weekend, which would be an all-time record. Is it worth, is it like a great franchise? Is it, will it be as good as Black Panther? That's my question to you.
Black Panther is in, he is in these movies. So
he's one of
one of the Avengers. So he finally makes his way into them. I would say that if someone has watched all of these films, two things are happening. One is a lot of these actors are aging out of their characters. Mm-hmm. So they're setting the stage for a reboot of some of these, for a younger actor to fall in place.
Wolverine is using his claws now to cut his steak into really small pieces.
And this does lay put a bow on this story arc, or so at least it's supposed to, for the Avengers overall and how this becomes the end game.
I see.
But they say it possibly could make up to $290 million.
It's going to make that much
when it comes out. Not
and Mike, it's also going to set the tone for the subsequent films, eight other films that are coming out in the next 2 years.
Okay, Avengers Infinity
eight in
War.
2 years.
Well, over the Marvel franchise.
Good Why not? God.
Avengers yes. Infinity War holds the current record, pulling down $257.7 million in its first 3 days last April.
Wow.
So that's why they make them, and that's
Tentpole.
Why we're...
Tentpole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by the way, another story is out that if you watch those movies, it makes you smarter.
Not!
A 38-year-old Uber driver. This is funny. An Uber driver in Seattle. His name is George Ure. He has started giving his passengers, I'm not sure, it's URE. Would you say URE for that or URE? URE,
because Midge URE is bad. URE, I think.
George URE has started giving his passengers some options by handing out menus when they get in his car. There are five different types of rides you can pick from. The first one is called Stand Up, where he'll tell jokes and funny stories about his poor life choices, including his time in jail.
Oh, Midge.
He also offers a silent ride, where he won't bother you at all, and a therapy ride where you get to vent and talk about all the stuff that's stressing you out. I might take that one.
Yeah.
The two other options on the menu are supposed to be jokes, but I guarantee he'll have people who request them. One is the creepy ride, where he doesn't say anything but keeps staring at you in his rearview mirror. And the other one is called the rude ride, where he just tries to be as rude as possible. That's funny.
I like that, yeah.
Because of it. That's pretty funny. Imagine you're out in the freezing cold and you see a guy in the distance standing perfectly still with no jacket on, staring straight at you with a big smile on his face. Someone near Minneapolis called the cops when it happened to him last Thursday. They described the guy as a deranged man and said he was also holding a pillow and hugging it in a creepy way.
Oh.
So police thought the guy might be having some kind of mental breakdown. But after they showed up and got close enough, they realized it wasn't a deranged man. It was a cardboard cutout of Mike Lindell. He's the guy from the MyPillow commercial.
Oh, my God.
Imagine the idiot that calls and says that. There's a deranged man who's staring at me, and it's freezing out, and he's just got a blue shirt on.
Hey, he's holding a pillow then.
There you go. MyPillow. It'll be the best night's sleep you ever had. And now a little something-something. 60-year-old Robert Brandell. This is a guy that tries real hard.
Good.
Okay,
that's good.
To be a bad guy. 60-year-old Robert Brandell set up a Super Bowl squares pool online that cost a whopping $500 per square. I've heard of those. You can make a lot of money on them, but they are expensive. And there were 100 boxes. So that means 50 grand.
50 grand,
all up in the pot. He bought some of the squares himself, but he didn't win, which was a major problem for him because the entire thing was actually a huge scam. He sold less than half of the squares to real people and made up the rest of the names to give himself a good chance of winning. But real people won all the money.
Oh, no.
He's such an idiot.
He bet on himself and came up zero.
So he's such a dope that you know what he tries now?
What?
He tried to get out of paying them by staging his own kidnapping.
Naturally.
Oh, my God.
Someone called 911 last Wednesday after finding him in his truck with his hands and legs bound. And he claimed that two guys with a gun stole all the money. But police quickly figured out that he staged the whole thing. He's facing fraud charges.
Dumb criminals.
Robert Brandell. I didn't have a kicker. All I had was honesty is such a lonely word. especially in the Brandell household. What an idiot.
Idiot!
$500 a square?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard those big ones. And the people, you know, people win tens of thousands of dollars.
Not if it's a fake game.
No, not if it's a fake game. But by the way, if you're a degenerate like me, find legit ones that are stupid bets.
Yes.
Okay? That's what I recommend. We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault with television superstar Rob Spiewak, star of Crashing with
Call
Pete
me
Holmes.
Judd. Call me Judd.
When we come at, that's Judd Apatow. We'll take a break. Be right back.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the Cohen hearing and find some hope in the hearing room and a message Americans are hungry for. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
I can't believe we glossed over it, but better late than never, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah, right. Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Right, Mike, right.
Friday was the big day, the 25th birthday of my favorite entertainer of all time, Justin Bieber. Yep.
Maddie's hard applauding.
Thank you, Maddie. It's hard to believe that the little Canadian songbird that stole our hearts all those years ago is now a quarter of a century old. So if you want to celebrate, it's not too late. Stock up on balloons, streamers, party hats, Bieber music, and cake ingredients at the TMOS Shopping Center.
Do it.
Anything you want, the sky's the limit, thanks to Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com. Just make sure you access them through their banners on our website. You can't miss them. I just got my printer paper from Walmart delivered right to my door.
The best.
Easy as
bingo.
Pie. So please,
bingo.
Cost you nothing, means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, TMOS, the quintessential quartet of online quality. Buy a gift for the Biebs. Get him a gift. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Charlie and I were figuring out what panels or monitors to get for the conference room downstairs.
Right.
Yes.
Went on Walmart.com through the Mike O'Mara Show link.
Right.
Got two new beautiful 4K screens that are going to go in. And it was a quick checkout. No problem. No fuss. No muss. Walmart.com.
Rob, is there anyone that likes to buy televisions more than Oscar Santana?
That's a great story, but I thought we were talking about Justin Bieber. Can you stay on topic, please?
Sorry.
Thank you very much. And now, without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for Monday, March 4th, 2019. By the way, this is birthday season on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak have birthdays coming up. Yours is March 7th?
Friday, the 8th. It's the 8th on Friday.
The 8th. Mm-hmm. Yours is March 12th?
30th.
I got them both right. I got them both right. Gifts on the way.
Now, I didn't. No, you know, you don't have to. We only do milestone birthdays.
And leap year Christmas.
Speaking of milestone birthdays.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And what is your birth? Is this your 50th?
48th.
So you don't have your milestone birthday.
I won't make 50.
In June, I'm expecting heavy precipitation for my milestone birthday.
There you are.
That's right.
Okay. We're going to make it rain.
Make it rain, baby.
I'm going to buy you two boxes and a Super Bowl pool.
Right. Yeah. Could be the last one.
Here's some liquid IV.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't bore you with all the clips of last night's Crashing, but I do want to play you one thing because a listener gave me this idea and it cracked me up last night. This is the scene when we come back and I do the first part of a commercial. Just play you a little bit for illustrative purposes. This is from last night's episode of Crashing.
Z88.7, the Rock of Charleston. It's your old buddy Lester reminding you that the best defense is a good offensive. So if you struggle with foot odor like I used to.
Oh boy, don't I know it.
Yeah, attack it with Dr. Scholl's Odorex Odor Fighting Foot Powder. It's great. Ask for it by name.
Okay, so someone said make sure when you TiVo or DVR the episode last night, also DVR it on HBO Latin. So this is...
Oh, yeah!
Smart.
This is the guy that overdubbed my dialogue. I watched my entire scene in Spanish last night overdubbed. It was
This is a surprise.
Funny. So funny. So here's Spanish Rob on Crashing.
Z88.7, el rock de Charleston. Soy su amigo Lester, recordándoles que la mejor defensa es una buena ofensiva, así que si luchan con el olor de pies como yo lo hacía...
Demonios, ni que lo digas.
Y lo ataqué con el talco del Dr. Skull, olor X contra el olor. Es genial, como lo dice su nombre, ¿de acuerdo? Llega la hora. Me encanta tener a este invitado en nuestro estudio. Es su primera vez con nosotros. Es comediante, pero es un comediante cristiano.
Oh.
Sí, ¿qué te parece? Es como presentar a una stripper cristiana.
So is it pretty much the same?
So perfect.
Was it pretty much the same?
No, it is exactly the same.
Oh, that's so crazy.
It is exactly the same.
That but, is, my mouth's hanging open right now, just going, that is so amazing. Do you have the clip of the porn name thing?
Yeah, well, I do.
Can I give you just quickly, before you get to that, I know the script was written for you, but a great defense, a great offense, right?
Right.
But they write offensive.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Spanish translation, instead of say, it's so the same thing, they say like the offensive instead of a great defense, you know,
as defense is good.
As offense. But they wrote for you offensive.
That's great.
And the same connotation, kind of gaff for sports, was made in the Spanish version, which is perfect.
That's funny.
That's cool.
That's funny.
Right? I like that.
It was funny.
This is when he asked Pete Holmes about his porn name.
Because we have to go through the commercial again because it's part of the same clip. But this is right at the beginning when Pete just sat down in the radio studio with Sarah and myself.
Well, so perfect. I know it.
Yeah, attack it with Dr. Scholl's Odorex odor fighting foot powder. It's great. Ask for it by name. All right, do it. Now, I'm very excited to have this guy in studio with us. First time he's joined us. He's a comedian, but he's a Christian comedian.
Oh.
Yeah, can you think about that? Like, that's like a Christian stripper.
Well,
you know. Yes. Pete Holmes.
Thank you.
That's the overdone crowd.
I can't wrap my head around Christian comedian. What's going on with that?
Oh, you know, I'm here for the Good Faith Variety Tour.
Mm-hmm.
We have ventriloquists. We have musicians. It's a great, great show.
Cool. We have a game we like to play where we figure out your porno name.
Ooh.
Yeah, the cool was the one that was done in studio.
That was my piece of looped dialogue, the cool that
remember
they
did. Remember he had to do the cool.
Oh, that's right. Cool. Okay. All right. Play the rest of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be really good at this, Lester.
I don't know if I want to do
it. It's really easy. The ground rules are as follows. All we need is the name of the street you grew up on and the nickname you have for your junk. And you put that together, that's your porno name.
I don't know.
This is good.
You're going to like this. I'm Oak Thunder Nuggins.
Yeah, and I'm Pleasant Clambake.
I mean, I don't really... Bloomfield Testes.
That works. I like that.
Testes. That's not funny, but it's funny.
It's great. Tell us more about your show.
Tell us more about your show.
That is Bloomfield so Testes. Did you come up with a lot of different ones when you were doing that?
Yeah, and I can't remember. We did another game, too, that didn't make
Bloomfield
it.
Bloomfield Testes made me laugh out loud.
Because he sounds so pained telling them.
Right. By the way, Pete Holmes is so funny that even on the Christian comedy tour, even his Bible material is hysterically funny.
Yeah.
You know?
And also, the stuff he's doing on this season is stuff from early in his career when he was on the Christian tour. Mm. So he actually goes back and does the stuff that's era appropriate for
his
career.
Will we ever get the man himself
working
on the show?
Working on it, yeah.
Well,
he's
why
a very
not?
Busy man. Very
at
busy
this
man.
Point.
I read something on the web this week that made me laugh out loud. It said that every time I see Rami Malek, it looks like he's trying to chew potato chips without making any noise. That's the way he holds his mouth.
Yeah.
And so he did this weird promotional video for. Have you ever heard of Mandarin Oriental Hotels?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
He did this
famous
video.
Famous hotel chain.
And it's just weird. I don't know. It's him. In a close-up, saying what he likes.
I'm a fan of Freddie Mercury and Queen. I'm a fan of my mom. She's got my back. I'm a fan of chamomile tea. I'm a fan of handwritten letters. I'm a fan of classic movies. I'm a fan of looking sharp, regardless of the occasion. I'm a fan of random encounters. I'm a fan of traveling by train. I'm a fan of equal opportunities for all. I'm a fan of mischief. I'm a fan of being exactly who I want to be. I'm a fan of Mandarin Oriental.
It just came off to me as weird.
I know it does.
Doesn't it?
For me, no.
But the brand is, look, it's a very high-end hotel. I've never stayed in one.
It's very cool.
I've walked through them a couple times.
The sale pitch is very cool. You don't get it?
I do, but I mean, it just if you watch it and if you pretend for a moment it's not for a hotel, it feels like you're seeing something you shouldn't be seeing.
They can't all be Marriott Courtyard ads.
I understand. I understand.
If you want to know why you have trouble understanding that, after the show at some point, go into down the hallway where that mirror is and look at the sweater you're wearing.
Okay.
That's why you don't get it.
All right.
Okay.
Lester. Lester has done, your character,
yeah,
has done cocaine in a Mandarin Oriental hotel.
Oh, I guarantee it. Yes. But it was some years ago. Trust me, Lester can't afford cocaine anymore. Lester borrows pills now. This is true. All right, I want to close with this, and it needs a brief word of introduction. There is a bleeped word in here that we can't say. It is the T word for a woman's...
breasts?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right.
And what it is, it's a British dad going through the search history of his 8-year-old's iPad.
Oh, no.
And the sister is with him. It's an older sister, and she can't stop laughing when they find what they found, okay? This is an 8-year-old's iPad search history.
So what are you looking at, Dad?
I'm checking out Finley's iPad search history.
So this is my 8-year-old brother.
How did Extension die? How did Michael Jackson die? How did Elvis die? David Bowie, Arson, Club Ubisoft, Fortnite, Shadical Face. Oh! Barbecue sauce on t-
Barbecue sauce on t-
So I'm sitting there with barbecue sauce on my t-
Kids.
What I love about it, it's so marvelously specific.
It
really, really is. That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Oh, congratulations, Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
And, congrats, man.
By the way, I would assume HBO will be running the crap out of that show.
Yes.
So
yes.
You'll be able to see, if you missed Rob, you'll be able to see him again and again and again. Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us. Tomorrow on the show, very new feature, but not new. Everything old is new again.
Right.
We are going to be doing Talk to Us Tuesday, 1-800, what is it? 1-888-920-MORE.
Yes.
That's 888-920-6673. And check out that Michael Jackson documentary and see if you
like
want
to talk
to
us tonight. Yeah.
The Michael Jackson documentary is pretty intense, and we'd probably be talking about it again tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MichaelMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
I've not yet begun to defile myself.
Goodbye, dude.